You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, October 6th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. On the Tuesday update, RJ told you about the situation involving Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer over the weekend. Well, as Tuesday moved along, it got a little bit worse as Jags owner Shad Khan released a statement. I have addressed this matter with Urban. Specifics of our conversation will be held in confidence. What I will say is his conduct last weekend was inexcusable. I appreciate Urban's remorse, which I believe is sincere. Now he must regain our trust and respect. That will require a personal commitment from Urban to everyone who supports, represents, or plays for our team. I am confident he will deliver. And later, NFL Network's Mike Silver added more, saying the Urban Meyer situation in Jacksonville has reached a crisis point, especially in the locker room. One player told me he has zero credibility in that stadium, and he had very little to begin with. So it's gone from bad to worse, and that's an understatement. The Jags, by the way, host the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. In Chicago, running back David Montgomery is expected to be out of the lineup with that hyperextended knee for 3 to 5 weeks, opening the door for former Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl running back Damian Williams. Williams ran for 55 yards and a touchdown before suffering an injury himself, a thigh bruise, but he is expected to be okay, and he will start as the Bears visit the Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to choose to stay sane here on the NFL Daily Kickoff and just not talk about the Bears quarterback situation right now. No. After trying to trade linebacker Jamie Collins, the Detroit Lions released him last week, opening a door for another team to welcome his services. That team wound up being the New England Patriots, as first reported by ESPN. And it's so nice they're doing it thrice. This is Collins' third stint with New England after a stop with Cleveland the first time he left, and Detroit the second time he left. Collins was a stayover in Detroit after the firing of Matt Patricia, but now the two reunite in New England, where Patricia is a senior football advisor. Bet you didn't know his title in New England. I wonder if the pencils are still a thing. Let's finish off your Wednesday update with our speed round. And we start with some stunning news that broke late Tuesday night from ESPN as the Dallas Cowboys chose to release linebacker Jalen Smith. Smith had 5 years and $50.75 million left in his contract, including $7.2 million for 2021. The Cowboys do save themselves about $5 million against their 2022 cap, but there might be more to this story. The Chiefs are already ready to see what they have in wide receiver Josh Gordon, who is officially now on their 53-man roster and expected to play on Sunday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills. What will Patrick Mahomes do with this new toy? We will see, and why not? How about a former Chiefs section of the speed round with former Chiefs longtime punter Dustin Colquitt headed for the Atlanta Falcons 53-man roster. Former Chiefs center Austin Ryder was also signed to the Miami Dolphins. He had been on the New Orleans Saints practice squad. The Dolphins recently lost starting center Michael Dieter to injured reserve. With the San Francisco 49ers sending kicker Robbie Gould to injured reserve with a groin injury, the team is bringing on Joey Sly for this week against the Arizona Cardinals. Sly was 29 of 36 for field goals in Carolina in 2020. He was also 4 of 5 in Houston in 2021 before being waived in late September. In other kicker news, the New Orleans Saints agreed to terms with Cody Parkey, cutting Aldrick Rosas after he missed three consecutive field goal opportunities. The Cardinals released Quentin Dunbar from their practice squad. And the best for last, how about a trade on a Tuesday? The Dolphins sent the Bears kick returner Jakeem Grant in exchange for a sixth-round pick. The only trade stipulation? Jakeem is not allowed to ask Matt Nagy about the QB situation. Not even the players, Matt. What are we doing here? Here on the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, October 6th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review. Stay tuned later today as school is back in session. It's another episode of NFL University. As for me, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.